All right, this is the Fat Kike Roundtable at 7:03 p.m. on April 10th, 2021. And we got Martin, we got Limey, we got Gay Mamzer, and we got Tank.
Gay Mamzer.
Fucking turn that down. Well, I can't bring you up, Gay Mamzer. And then we got Tanqueray Toupee. So go ahead, Limey, what you were talking about. So you were in the hiking and you saw a roof or something?
Yeah, it's just this old building, and it said, Fragile Roof. There's this sign.
Oh.
Like a warning sign, you know?
Okay. Interesting. Oh, okay, that's the whole story. Okay, I thought it was like, yeah, a five-pointed star table? I don't know what that means, but, Game Amser, do you want me to unmute?
Another, man.
You fucking fag. He's got to clean off his dick or something.
Yes. What happens is you have to go ahead and wipe it off.
Yeah, he's fucking... He's a fucking faggot homo. He wants to come on the show. He's going to start talking in his fag voice. Hey, you want to do this? Blah, blah, blah. So,
retard voice here.
Yeah. And he was dropped on his head. If you guys don't know, Gay Mamzer, he's got a Jew mama who dropped him on his head 1,488 times, and now he's got an 88 IQ on a good day. He's got an 88 IQ.
Born in a synagogue in Tennessee. Stupidest land in the land of the free.
Who's getting a phone call? Is that Tanqueray?
Yeah, that's me. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the Fat Kike Round Table show here. This is Logan Hunter.
I did not know that. I will call you back later then. I did not know that you were busy.
Okay.
I will call you back in an hour or two, okay?
Oh, sure. Help me.
All right. Oh, it's Logan Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Logan doesn't want to come on this show. I can tell. He would already been here if he wanted to come. He just wants to talk to Martin.
Well, what happens is, am I on the show now?
Yeah. I'm trying to unshoot this game, Mamzer. I don't know if I'm going to make
the soup kitchen, so I don't really care. I may go ahead and stay a little bit on the,
How did the soup kitchen kept open during COVID? How was that?
Well, how it kept open here is that for bare part of a year, you come in and they go ahead and give you a dish or a plate in the styrofoam whatever, and you take it home with you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's how I did mine here, you know what I mean, for the longest time. But what they did is late last year they started opening up again here. Here in Missouri, you go ahead and talk to at least the smarter bunch here, and they don't believe in, they just don't want to go ahead and get the vaccine because they don't trust the government, and they're right.
Yeah.
Okay, but what happens? They have reopened the soup kitchen. I think I'm going to go ahead and say, hell, I got a coupon for Long John Silver's.
I do think... Tanqueray just said that Russ faked his own death. I really think he did. I think that death was very suspicious.
Why?
Russ Walker?
Why?
Yeah, Russ Walker.
Russ Walker. Russmer. Russmer the retard. Baby Huey. Yeah. Also knows Baby Huey.
Yeah, and also Banjo Billy apparently is dead as well.
Okay, you knew Banjo Billy? So you must be from around here for some time, then.
Oh, well.
You're not a better flag, are you?
No, I'm not. But since the early 2000s, I found the Nimbusters board and, Von Bluebens, and Oh, yes.
There was
Do you remember?
There was a new boy laughing at the Nazis.
Yeah, and yeah, and I found the link to Banjo Billy's website and Banjo Billy's
Bamboo Delight. Bamboo Delight.
Yeah, Bamboo Delight and the book The Sumerian Swindle. And so and apparently last time I went to Bamboo Delight, it actually said that Banjo Billy had died. So,
well, he was friends with Wiggerswill, same time he was friends with me. But you know, he was sort of friends with me because he thought I was genuine. But he also, you know, liked Will Williams, and I did, you know, me and Will Williams can't stand each other because Will Williams is a big friend of Trader Glenn Miller, and I can't stand Trader Glenn Miller here. So when did old Banjo Billy die, anyway?
It said in sometime in 2020.
Okay. Well, he was an older fellow, too. He was in his 70s. He'd be in his 70s, you know.
I think he's in his 60s.
Oh, here's another one. Well, I remember when he had a big to-do with Liar Bill the Clueless. You know what I mean? And, you know, I haven't heard from Liar Bill since after that 2019 trial in Lake County. But, I don't know. How are things in the not so merry old England here? Are the Packies getting
Well, he lives in the country. Limey lives in the country.
Where I live,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where I live, it's like over 98% Wigger. So even so I do occasionally see the occasional, the problem in this area. No, it's not so much that. The problem in this area, we've got a lot of gypsies. And now, the gypsies around here, they are like, well, a lot of them are like, they're kind of like Jews. Yeah, they're thieves, yeah, definitely. They're kind of like Jews in that they can pass for white, but and a lot of them are Mamzers, they're mixed with white, and so...
Yeah, like Charlie Chaplin.
That is a big... Yeah, they said Charlie Chaplin is a gypsy, and they say Bob Hoskins is a gypsy, and like... Uh-huh. So...
Gay Mamzer.
Yeah, you got...
he's a swarthy fuck.
Are they Roma gypsies or are they Irish travelers or what?
I think around here they are actually Roma gypsies. And some of them are Irish travelers as well. Like you say, sometimes they get in fights and stuff because. In the pubs and stuff, and they say the Irish travellers are not real gypsies, so they get in fights and stuff. But they're just a bunch of, they are, the gypsies are a bunch, they're a bunch of Mamzers.
Yeah, I didn't know, that's fucking shocking, because I know that, like, in Prague and the Czech Republic and Slovakia, they have a gypsy problem too, they're Roma gypsies. And they tried to send them all to Canada. I didn't know that they made them all the way out to England. Wow. Okay.
Well, occasionally around here, you occasionally see the actual proper old-fashioned wooden gypsy trailers. You know, the caravans and the horses, the gypsy horses.
Came after,
like,
cut it out.
And yeah, so you do see a lot of gypsies around here, and you kind of see the occasional nigger.
You live in Cornwall or Devon or something like that then?
Well, I'm not going to say my exact location, but it is in the southwest, so it's southwest England, so it's overwhelmingly white. It's like, so it's still 98%, white in this area.
Well, like, Fat Kai Keith, or no, I'm sorry, what the hell? Tattered Flag, he used to like going to the Cotswolds, you know what I mean? Which was sort of scenic areas as well.
It's kind of in that area, in that whole area. Well, let's say I can see, you know, Logan Hunter says about Glastonbury and how the remnant.
Glastonbury was Joseph Arimathea.
Yeah.
And supposedly where the original Avalon and whatever was here. So,
yeah.
You know, so
where I live, I can see Glastonbury Tor. And see the Tor. And I've heard of the Rock of Ages after him, the Rock of Ages. That is in this. The original Rock of Ages that him was
there
in this area, and I've actually been.
Oh, interesting!
Yeah, I've been
there.
But
I love that hymn.
Yeah, so we've got
Rock
we've got
of Ages, Def Leppard, Def Leppard, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages.
There's lots of places around here. You go hiking. There's lots of woods, lots of outdoor.
How many people? You gotta realize is that Gay Mamzer, he comes from a place, you know, like Indiana, which is the most northernmost southern state in many cases, outside of Northwest Indiana, which is part of Chicagoland. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, southern area, yeah, that's where old
Indiana's
Parrot,
a bunch of homos.
Pat Scheinbach.
That's where all the homos in the Midwest live. They're all from Indiana.
Well, you go ahead and, I had to go to Lake County and, to get lynched up there, but on the way back, I went ahead and went to Indianapolis, and then I went ahead and cut across. Went ahead and cut across because I wanted to see my friend at the Nut House and in St. Joseph. So here I am cutting across on US 36. And here you are crossing in Indiana, western Indiana. That's where Tom Metzger originally came from. And you have pretty well a rough-looking place, and you immediately cross into eastern Illinois, and you can tell you're in Illinois as opposed to 3 miles back in western Indiana. There is that much difference between western Indiana, and eastern Illinois. You know what I mean? Eastern Illinois,
we have money here. We're not poor like fucking Gay Mamzer. Although Gay Mamzer is rich because his Jew mama let him live in the basement so he didn't have to pay rent and he could eat his cornflakes for free. And then that's why we learned
some,
about.
He got some.
Yeah.
He got kosher. He got kosher. He got kosher.
Kosher. He got kosher.
Kosher. 11 PBR here. You know what I mean?
That's
why I went ahead and said about
11 PBR.
Yes, he died on the last day of unleavened bread because he was a good Jew. And he refused to eat matzah with the secret Saint Hugh of Lincoln ingredient. Little Saint Hugh of Lincoln. There was an older Saint Hugh of Lincoln, but we're talking about Little Saint Hugh of Lincoln, who was there 9 years old when he was murdered by the Jews here, according to, according to
everybody. I have a Passover, Paps.
You know you do. And what does Tanqueray Toupee have?
That's
he's
right.
Got a fucking kosher fucking tonic.
See, what it is here is, they don't make 11 beer, so what happens is the Gay Man, so he goes ahead and drinks some Mad Sevens and some Mad Dog, and then pitches into a PBR stand here, and that's unleavened here because, you know, you can't have leavened beer, you know, during the days of unleavened beer. So what happens, he goes ahead and drinks the Mad Dog and the Mad Sevens here.
Poor Gay Mamzer.
Into that here.
Nobody wants to do a show with poor Gay Mamzer. Jeez, not even Vinny.
Oh, we don't mind doing a show with Gay Mamzer.
Vinny will be back tomorrow.
You gotta go ahead and essentially take your, you know, you gotta go ahead and have a high tolerance for fucktardation here, you know what I mean? So essentially, you just gotta go ahead and, you know, be prepared to not have any conversation over 75 IQ points. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just make sure so that Gay Mamzer can understand it here and relate to it, right?
Wait. I mean, you know, you were dodging shit talking about your shopping trip the last episode. So you didn't get to the part of Yaki where he says that Jews are the real Aryans.
Yaki didn't say such thing.
Who are you talking to?
Occasionally, what he would call them, what Yaki would call them, in case he didn't call them Jews, he called them culture destroyers.
Distortion.
Because both Spengler and Yaki, you know, distorters, yeah. What both Spengler and Yaki would say is if you call civilization, you're talking about something which is dead and fossilized. What is living is a culture. You know, like bacteria in some cases, but culture. But what happens when it becomes fossilized and passes from history, it becomes a civilization.
Yeah.
So, you know, both Yaki and Spencer,
Spengler.
Not the little 1/8 Jew boy here named Dickie. You know what I mean?
By the way, where is our movement? This is a good time to talk about where you guys think maybe our movement is going and what's happening in the larger society, because in America here, everything's like very nebulous and up for grabs, and there's no more above ground movement, and everything, like the movement is us basically now. All the online content is gone, and Tanqueray Toupee and guys like that have to come to us now to read this Wigger or this anti-Jew or whatever we're creating.
All the above ground movement is all Zogbots.
Right. Yeah, and it always
pretty much.
Was.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. White nationalism 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, and this is, you know, this is what Grits Grinder Gray got onto me. It wasn't because I used F here as in fucking gaywad. It was just, essentially I used the F word in terms of being fake.
Yeah.
Because, you know, pretty well Jim Choate went ahead and, you know, pointed out is you're not going to have an ethnostate as long as Zog is around, because if Zog allows an ethnostate, it'll be because it's so damn weak and pathetic that it can't keep control of shit no more. So as a result, you won't have an ethnostate. What happens?
But Zog has its own problems that it's getting weak, and it can't control things either.
It's getting weak. It's getting weak across the board.
Yeah.
I was listening to. You ended up, and I went ahead and, you know, quoted quite a bit on Z-Man's blog, you know, Thursday blog about whatever, but I still was put under moderation in some cases here. I had to go ahead and pull some of my punches. This one character, he realizes that I'm no friend of Libertudes, and, well, near Z-Man. But I was going ahead and listen earlier to essentially the countercurrents with, you know, the fat, you know, essentially he's a fat, I think he's a fat English, looks sort of fat and faggy. I mean, really, he's already in bad shape, and he's around 30 years old, and he already has, you know, just the stuff.
Millennial,
you
gotta
take that, Limey?
No. Nicholas Gilby, you remember? Gilby was, you
never
know,
heard
he
of
went
him.
Ahead and wrote an article, he went ahead and had a debate. He had a debate with Jim Choate, and you went ahead and
Yeah, okay. I forgot that guy.
Nicholas Gilvey, and essentially he's just simply a soft Brit wigger is what he is. Mm-hmm. But what Gridgrinder Greggy essentially banned me was for saying that White Nationalism 3.0 is fake too. It is just simply, this EGI notes at blogspot.com goes ahead and calls it donation. As in, Gridgrinder Greggy wants an ethnostate, but he calls it donations because that's all Greggy wants is donations. But he calls it D-NATIONS here because essentially Gridgrinder Greggy is running a begathon is what he's doing.
That's all
he's doing.
Right.
Well,
you can't deny that there is something going on in the larger culture where Uyghurs are getting more race conscious. And I'm telling you, when these fucking niggers start wanting the other white meat, like you say, they're gonna find their racism real quick. They're not gonna just sit there and let these niggers eat them.
That's why I go ahead and talk about, I'm being hammered because I am, quote, I really am a white supremacist. I came up, actually, not so much through Nazism. In fact, Klan and Nazis did not get along.
Right.
And certainly not.
Yeah, because the Klan are a bunch of liberals. They're a bunch of liberal racists. Yeah, the liberal racists are the Klan. That's a problem. Yeah.
And just like Tinkerbell Adele says, is that, hey, there's something sort of wrong. Because, even real Germans are not really like Americans. They really are not. They have very much, you can go ahead and get to where you like them or something like that.
But why does that matter?
I wouldn't want to live in a crowded place like Germany.
I know, but you keep talking about the Germans-Americans not being the same. Why does that matter? I don't get it.
They're not. Well, they're not. Because these people who are, especially the gay Nazis, especially. And Greg Johnson, he goes ahead and sells Nazi shit in Savitra Deli or something like that here, who was, I think she was a damn.
I know, but Martin, the Nazi, okay, you're getting confused. Nazism is not just for Germans, it's for every white people now. It was a Germanic thing.
National socialism, and I have no doubt when, Zog is divided into 10,000 local military dictatorships, because that's what's going to be. I mean, I've seen democracy in Granby, and it's not pretty. In fact, it's pretty fucked up.
It's fucked up, and I was only there a month.
Yeah, you've seen it too. You was there 2 weeks, okay?
Yeah.
And it is fucked up. But, and you will have a lot of them who simply believe that the purpose of local government is to serve the local white population, and you will have quite a bit, which will have a great deal to do with fascism and Nazism.
Uh-huh.
Whether they call it that or not. Some of them will call it that, some of them will not. But if you're talking about Americanism, I would say at least from South Carolina to Florida to Texas to Oklahoma to Missouri, parts of Indiana, you had what Ku Klux Klanism. This is sort of like Christian identity stuff here. And that is far more American than, German, Nazism. Is essentially clan, clanism to where it gets
that's
what.
Interesting. Yeah. Let me ask Limey if he thinks that England, does it have more in common with America or Europe?
Germany. I would say, as part of the Anglosphere, I would say, in terms of language, we are like an Anglosphere kind of like.
Yeah. Well, that's obvious.
NC,
Yeah.
So I would say, but then again, what I've always thought, I've always thought we are quite, we're more similar to Europe in terms of sport and stuff because, you know,
well,
what you call soccer, that football, that's really popular here, but in the rest of the Anglosphere countries, soccer is not popular in America or Canada or Australia or any of those countries. So we are, in terms of sport and those kind of things, we're a lot more similar.
Yeah, but you can't go by that. No, you can't. So you're saying that England is kind of a hybrid then. It kind of goes both ways.
Yeah. Because in terms of language, we're more similar to, like, North America, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. But in terms of our kind of culture and stuff, like, you know,
you don't know, but
stuff,
there was a huge strand of anti-Europeanism in England. I know that, but is that eroding now? Are you guys getting closer? I think your guy kind of because the big thing with England is they never liked being called Europeans or being part of Europe, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They certainly fought quite a bit about being part of Europe here, you know, under Napoleon and Hitler and the rest here. What happens? I'm talking about mental similarities. And, you know, generally an Englishman is, you know, quite a bit far more like a Zogling.
I would think so.
And the thing about it is that usually, you know, I mean, I've never been to Britain because they weren't part of the Euro chain. But I spent 19 months in Germany. I love Germany. In many cases, in about all cases, they were actually superior. You know, I mean, I got into a fight here with my little lifer buddy here because I went ahead after we went to a 250th rocket. You know, he likes spit shine his boots and starching his fatigues and, you know, doing the floor to where it looked like Junior Lifer Museum. And we went over to the 250th rocket and I went ahead and said, yeah, them Germans, why they're hardly disciplined at all. Why, you know, guess what? They don't rape German prostitutes and cut their throats here, and they don't spit shine their boots and starch their fatigues and try to make this place look like Junior Lifer. I mean, what happens is the Germans just have pull-on Wellington boots here. You know, we used to call them sort of cowboy boots or farmer boots. And they don't spit shine them. They don't do any of that stuff here.
Nice.
Pretty well everyone who wants to be an officer has to go ahead and serve at least 2 years as an enlisted man. You know, as a result, they don't, you can't hear them coming from about 2 miles off because of their overpowered vehicles here and their generators and all this sort of thing. And, well, most important, you know, they didn't have 40% niggers in the German army. And,
oh, my God! The American army in Germany is 40% nigger? Oh, my God! I had no idea.
Well, it's about 40% nigger. And then you have, you know, overrepresentation of Puerto Ricans. But then again, I was in the tail end of the Carter army to where you had at least 25-30% be Cat 4 here.
But wait a second. Are you telling me, Mark, you never saw these German fucking blonde women fucking these niggers from the army? Come on.
Well, they did it. They did it at the Grunebar. They did it at the Grunebar, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
What happens is that the niggers had a bar called the Grunebar. And once, twice I went there, I went there once here and just simply was staring at, you know, pretty well the white ones went to the guest house third, and what happened, the niggers went to the Gruner bar, and they'd go ahead and be looking for, you know, I mean, I point out is that you could go ahead and buy 20 half liter, you know, bottles of beer for about $5, whereas the Coca-Cola in 20 glass, you know, brown glass bottles here would cost $7-$8 for a rack of 20 here. They sell the German beer in a rack of 20 half liter bottles, you know what I mean? And you know, every place had that here. Now I'm you know, maybe in England they still sell it in pints, or you know, in pints here, something like that, but they would sell it in half liters. And you go ahead, and I may have thought about how the West Germans in the 250th Rocket Battalion, it was a Lance missile, but they didn't fire nukes like we did. They fired HE cluster bombs. But you know, they didn't sweat shine their boots. They didn't go ahead and play Army. They just actually were Army. And I went ahead and said, hey, they hardly don't rape German prostitutes and cut their throats here, and don't go ahead occasionally rob liquor stores or whatever. They just have no goddamn sense of discipline. And my little lifer friend got mad at me, and he asked for a transfer. He transferred right across the barracks, old barracks, to where he had his own little room, and I just called it Junior Lifer, for lazy, ignorant fucker, expect retirement, because he wanted to be a 20-year man, and he did become a 20-year man, as far as I know.
Is that the guy who came from Korea?
No. What happens is this guy, he was a definite lifer. You know what I mean? And the reason he got, what happened, he got caught doing black market. And so, you know, he lost his cushy job as a supply sergeant because he was, I think he was stealing Army shit too and selling it, you know what I mean? And so they were so desperate for people who were able to do math, you know, to go ahead and target these nuclear weapons, that, you know, pretty well was a case of get kicked out of the Army with a bad conduct discharge, because he'd been sort of smart beer, but they knew he had done it here. So, you know, you go ahead and be kicked out of the Army with bad conduct, you know, discharge, or you can be busted down to private or PFC and have to go ahead and, you know, essentially work in this, you know, a fire direction control system for the Lance. And what happens, he was a lifer, but here he is, he's in the Lance, and he gets sent to Germany. He doesn't get to go to Korea. Later on, after they pulled the Lance missile system, because Gorbachev and Reagan pulled a deal to go ahead and get rid of the Lance and the Pershing 1 out of Germany, what happens is that Lance was no longer used or needed, because they were no longer in Germany. It had a range of about 75 miles. You know, more or less, you know, maybe more, 80, maybe 100, you know, with certain conditions. But what happened is that it then became the MOS for the multiple launch rocket system, which is everywhere.
What the fuck?
In Missouri, you no longer have, you only have one tube artillery unit. You only have one 155 millimeter howitzer unit. And that's because Harry Truman was the battery commander. It's called Truman.
All right.
That's the only unit.
Enough of your fucking army stories. Okay. Yeah. I want to talk about the boom.
The point I'm trying to make is that Germans are totally different. Germans think, or at least when I was there, they were quite different from, from British here. You'd have, you know, and the French. I mean, total fucking
well,
asshole.
Hitler had a lot of respect for the Limeys.
Always,
yeah, Hitler had a lot of respect for the Limeys. I think too much respect.
Didn't have
but
much respect
I don't. I don't. Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think that's the point. I think the point is that Europe is eventually going to get rid of American influence. And America's going to have to do... I think America's still going to have a huge role in the world. It's just we got to clean up our own house here. That's the problem. And if that can't be done, then this country is going way down the shitter. Because unlike Europe and unlike even England, we do not have... I mean, we have, like you said, like 40% non-whites here. We don't have no fucking 60 or 70 or 80. Like, they have like 80%. Wigger still in England and these other European countries.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think they.
Have you go ahead and look? Have you go ahead and looked at, you know, at places of France here? You go ahead and look at the Paris subway station, and I'd say only 25% are actually frog wiggers. You know, the rest are just simply mestizo Anglos or actually out and out niggers.
Well, what do you say, Limey? How is fucking...
Yeah,
what's the British guy say?
Yeah, what I was going to say is that, you know, in terms of Germany, you know, I would actually think East Germany is probably healthier than West Germany, the former East Germany that has been under Russian occupation. It's
yeah.
probably healthier. Because
yeah, no, you're right. So, and what does that mean? But you know, for the larger European question, you know?
Because you know, with like in terms of Yorkie and in terms of the Russians being a less now I'm not saying that Russia is good, but probably less. It's not as bad as
Thor. You had a brain fart.
Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
That, well, yeah, I don't know, not really, but we were talking about what I was asking you though is that I was saying that I think Europe is only 20% non-white, and what do you think about that?
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever travel on the continent of Europe and see France and Germany and all that shit?
Well, I've been to Spain. I've been to the Irish Republic. I've never been anywhere else in Europe, but mm-hmm. what I'd say is, in terms of like,
white people?
In terms of that, it's like, I'd say Eastern Germany and Eastern Europe as a whole is healthier than the Western Europe.
No, I know. Yaki was right. Yaki was right that the occupation
yeah.
by the Russians was less harmful than it was by American Wigger. I mean, you got, look at the Americans. You got guys like Gay Mamzer and Tanqueray. I mean, one's farting and one's a drunk. So, yeah, I mean, and they're in our movement. These guys are in our fucking movement. So, but I'm just saying that.
No,
so you don't know what percentage of non-white, like, I guess you don't really go to London or anything like that, and you don't really see, yeah, because you already said that your town is.
I'm in the southwest. I'm in, basically, the hinterland. In the hinterland,
okay,
it's
okay.
98% white.
So when
there's
I live,
loads and loads of gypsies.
That's interesting because in America, even in small towns like Peoria is all niggers. That town is like 60%
yeah.
nigger or something.
Yeah.
And so when I would travel to these small towns outside of Peoria, there's a few, you know, high yellow niggers there and shit. You know, they're getting out
yeah.
more. But,
I see some niggers out here, and what
okay.
gets to me is that you see a wiggerous with a fucking nigglet.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
not, I mean, not, a lot, but I have seen it. And that is just, so it's everywhere, so.
Okay. So you don't, you can't really, okay, you can't speak to the larger question of what percentage, because I looked at the statistics and they're saying that Europe is only about 20% Arab and non-white and non-European. So that's way less than America. I mean, that's where America was 30, 40 years ago. You know, maybe.
Yeah. I know. But you have to, like, consider the fact that most white people are wiggers. So,
yeah.
And, you know, whilst I was thinking, I was talking to Yahweh, I asked Yahweh, like, why did you even create non-whites, you know? Why do non-whites even exist?
Yeah.
And the only, now, I was, and the only answer I got, you know, the only answer I got is, like, the inferior genetics. The inferior genes.
They're here to test you, yeah.
Like, the inferior wiggers, the inferior wiggers, scum, are going to miscegenate with these fucking, like, non-whites, right? And that's, they're a toilet for inferior genes, so the inferior genes are going to be dumped in these fucking non-whites. That's the only answer I got, you know? So why Yahweh did create these fucking non-whites? That's it. Just get rid of these inferior wigger genes, you know? If these fucking wiggers are gonna miscegenate with non-whites, their genes deserve to be fucking annihilated. And that's that, you know?
Right.
They are annihilated. I mean, when you breed with a nigger, your get or your spawn is not gonna be white. Gonna be nigger, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
gonna be rather an inferior part of nigger. It's gonna be a mulatto. What part of Spain have you been? Were you ever in? Have you ever been to Germany or America?
No, I've never been to America. My dad used to live in Canada.
Your dad used to live where?
In Canada.
Okay, well, Canada's a lot more like how they think is quite a bit, you know, is different from Americans as well, you know, but it's closer to Americans than what British think. I'm talking about when you go into that society, you go ahead and you notice how the average person of it does think here. And, you know, your average German, at least when I was there in the early 80s, was, you know, thought quite a bit different than Americans and quite a bit different. And I thought for how they lived was actually far more cultural, far more sophisticated than that here. But, you know, on the other hand, I'm somebody who was born and raised in central South Dakota, where the closest neighbor is about a mile off. You know what I mean? You know, straight distance. You know, one thing that you know, when you drive as a truck here, you get really surprised. I mean, Missouri is far more crowded than South Dakota, but what happens is places like Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, these places back east are so, so together. And same way in England, even far more so, far more in France, even in Spain. You go ahead and look how the average inhabitant there lives here. Now in America, once you get to where there's not going to be transfer of gasoline or anything like that, you're going to have decentralization, whether they like it or not. This, you know, this judge and the rest here, why they think that I'm going to go away if they go ahead and steal my inheritance, you know, whereas I'm going ahead and always upping the odds to where, hey, I've been saying since 2016, it's time to Chernobylize the North Perry nuclear power plant. What happens when you go ahead and that happens, either by accident? Because, you know, when a place is decaying, you know, when the people are getting dumber and dumber and dumber, you know, you're going to end up having far more of these, quote, nuclear accidents. But they can't go ahead and afford because they need the electricity. So they're going to go ahead. And these places were, these nuclear power plants were supposed to be pulled apart somewhere in the 2000 to 2010. So essentially, you know, just like in Japan, you had in 2011, you had a nuclear power plant which was supposed to have been, you know, decommissioned, you know, about 10 to 15 years earlier, and they're still going. And I went ahead and I said, why, what happened to all the money which is supposed to go ahead and, oh, make this plant safer, make it work better, go ahead and change it? What happened to the money? Well, guess what? The Jews stole it, or whatever stole it. Here in America, once you end up having, you know, places like Iowa, you know, I mean, you go into America all the way from what? Oh, Maryland to the eastern portions of North, well, not so much North Dakota, but South Dakota, you know, Nebraska, Kansas, you know, into Oklahoma, you'll have corn and soybeans. You know, soybeans and corn. Illinois and Iowa are especially that case. But on the other hand, it requires so much fossil fuel, natural gas, and, you know, petroleum input to create those chemicals, to create, you know, to go ahead and run the diesel tractors, to do all this stuff. A year ago, well, a little bit over a year ago, I was able to buy gasoline for the first time in 20-some years for, well, $0.95 a gallon. And the reason it was is that the fracking things are good for making gasoline, but they don't make diesel very well. You need the Canadian tar sands and stuff, you know, Venezuelan oil to go ahead and do that. And that, you know, that is going ahead. So the price of gasoline is going up, price of diesel is going up, price of everything's going up. And they've been, you know, what? You know, usually the deficit the last couple of years have been about $1.5 trillion. But this year alone, because of the Zog virus, which is increasingly people are beginning to realize if you leave it alone, it is, you know, what happens, they said that out of a population of 8 billion people, you know, 2.5 million have died of COVID-19, which means that, you know, your odds of getting that are what? About less than a third of 1% of dying from this shit. You know what I mean? Less than a third of 1%. So pretty well here in America, and I imagine in Britain as well, this Zog virus has been used as an excuse. You know, it's been used as an excuse to allow fraudulent voting. And now the niggers are going ahead and they are whining about white supremacy, but what they're doing is that they're going ahead and bringing to an open revolt. Pretty well the Whiggers here. My response to these judges is that you can go ahead and play whatever you want, but I'm going to go ahead and cause trouble by, you know, on behalf of not only Robert Bowers, who went ahead and killed 11 Jews and shot 4 pigs, but Dylan Storm Roof. And, you know, essentially, we're going to have to go ahead and do the point of what are we going to do. That's why I've kept on asking Greg Johnson. That's why I kept on asking bipolar Brad Griffin. That's why I've asked, what are we going to do with the fucking niggers as well as the Jews? What are we going to do with them? Are we going to go ahead and continue to be slaves to go ahead and make sure the niggers get enough KFC and grape drink and mentholated cigarettes and that they behave themselves and please don't burn down Minneapolis? I've been sort of paying attention to this Chauvin, you know, pig trial. This character's a pig. I hope he gets ass raped. But on the other hand, if he gets ass raped, now the pigs are learning the hard way is that, hey, how are you going to go ahead and deal with fucking niggers? That's where you either do or you don't. If you don't, then guess what? Minneapolis burns. You go ahead and rule that, hey, us ruling Jews and Mamzers need to go ahead and support our pig lives because the pig lives are the only ones that are keeping the Whiggers paying their taxes and paying their debts and doing whatever and being good little Whiggers. Well, what happens if you don't go ahead and support your pig life? Guess what? The pig life ain't going to go ahead and save you from the nigger. So either way, Minneapolis, Shittyapolis burns. Shittyapolis burns one way or the other, regardless of where they go ahead and hang the pig, or essentially say the nigger, you know, deserved it, and he did. You know what I mean? Either way, Zog is fucked. And that is, you know, that is the situation in Zogland. But here in the Zogland, it's different. It's different from where you live. Really, where you live is probably far more dangerous because you have so many people and they're not able to go ahead and grow their own food. Here in the United States, you have concentrations to where they can go ahead and spread that virus a whole lot better and make it a whole lot more, you know, by actually having that vaccine. Have you been vaccinated yet? But by having that vaccine, you make it far easier to go ahead and attack three or four variants which have been vaccinated against by means of a super, you know, Dylan Storm Coop, as I call it, than you do if you just simply let it be. You know what I mean? And
hey, Limey, do you think this COVID is real? Did you get a vaccine? Do you think this shit is real?
No, I will not get a vaccine. I will not be vaccinated.
So you think it's fake?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's fake.
I don't think it's fake. I think it's real.
Everything's fake,
I think it's
bro.
Real, and the people like me are going to go ahead and. Go ahead and see if can't go ahead and mix, you know, dead nigger blood, and dead Jew blood, dead beaner blood, and mix them together in a gallon jar, and then add water, and then, you know, go ahead and blow it out from a fake tailpipe, you know, in a Geo Metro, hopefully around Cleveland. You know what I mean? I believe it's real. I believe Dylan Storm Coop is real, and it can be used to good effect here, but yeah. You know,
hey, Limey. So what do people think about the whole COVID shit over there? Are you guys rebelling against it or what?
Well, personally, I think it's fake, and I do not know anybody who has had it. Or, well, I know, well, okay, I know people who say they knew people who had it. What do you think, Fat Kike? Do you know people that had it?
No, they say they had it. I know one person who thinks they might have had it, but they never got tested. It's all bullshit, though. Like you said, everybody knows somebody.
Yeah, that's what I think as well. That's what I think.
Right,
I mean, because it's all hearsay, you know, it's all hearsay, and you know, hearsay is not evidence, you know.
Well,
if I say I know someone who knows someone who's had it, that's just hearsay.
Right.
And it's all just hearsay. I don't know anyone that's had it.
Well,
and
do you have to wear masks everywhere still?
Yeah, I wear the mask. You know, I see people that don't wear masks. You know, not everyone wears masks. I do, but in the supermarkets and stuff, yeah. I wear a mask, but...
Wait, you don't have to wear a mask in the supermarket in England? Really?
Well, I see people who don't wear masks.
Wow.
And...
they get fucked with.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know, you know.
Yeah. what, rip what apart it is, Jeff? And then they put their mask back on.
What? Game answer. When you work at the fucking local Jew stadium with your nigger friends, do you have to wear a mask?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Did you get an unleavened injection here, Game Hamster?
Did you get a vaccine, Gaiman? Oh my God, Gaiman's vaccinated.
Yes, he's vaccinated, and with an unleavened vaccine to boot. Here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my side effect is the bad gas.
that's common to Game Hamster whenever here. I mean, hell.
Yeah.
He farts out his mouth, his ass, his ears. I mean, hell. He's just a regular new boy farting machine.
He's a farting machine.
Farting retardation.
I never used to burp or fart before the COVID.
Yeah, right. You liar. Fucking lying sack of shit. That's like Tanqueray Toupe saying he never drank before the vaccine. Oh, by the way, Tanqueray, did you get the vaccine?
No, but I wore a gimp mask.
A what? A gimp mask?
A gimp mask.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh hell, I'll go ahead and carry one whenever I go outside the town. I'll go ahead, take one off the desk here and shove it next to my wallet. And, if some place insists that you have to wear a goddamn mask, I'll wear the damn cuck bubble here. What the fuck? You know what I mean?
In America, it's just,
I mean, in some cases,
everybody has to wear a mask.
It's called protective hypocrisy.
No, in America, it's a follower. When everybody follows. It's such a fucking bunch of followers, these people. They all act tough, and a lot of boomers act tough. And the minute they all want to run with the herd, though.
To call them zoggling, wigger, ass clowns. You know, there's no such thing as Americans anymore. They're all zoglings. Zoglings. And you have zoggling quiggers and zoggling Anglo mestizos and zoggling mamsers and zoggling Jew boys and zoggling niggers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all, I mean, there is no freaking actual Marlboro man. There never was here. Where Americans are rugged individualists here. Now, talk about the movement here. I mean, I've been in it for 30 some years and pretty well. I actually had movement mentors, and I've been in quite a while. And usually, the actual real movement was just simply nothing more than, in many cases, clan type people who. You gotta understand is that Game Hamster is somewhat of a parody of zoggling wiggers, zoggling urban wiggers. He's somewhat of a parody, but actually, most zoggling wigger urban ass clowns are like Game Hamster. You know what I mean? They really are.
Don't take
Game Hamster as being unusual. Okay.
You don't think that he's part of the movement?
Game Hamster?
Yeah.
Oh, he, if you talk about bowel movement, yeah. I mean, hell.
So Marty, during those fucking,
my mom called me Marty, and you called me Marty, guess what that makes you?
Hey.
Are you part of the movement?
I'm your bud.
Game Hamster?
This is your buddy Hank. We served together back in
Nam?
Somewhere. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So what would you say your greatest accomplishment was during those city years in the battle movement?
That's a good question.
I haven't had any. You know, that's what old nigger lets Brian Rio and all these other people think is that it's a matter of accomplishment as opposed to what you are. I mean, nigger lips wants to go ahead and pretend to be a white supremacist, but he's not. You know, his accomplishment, I would say.
Well, let me put it this way. What do you think you'll be remembered for?
I'll tell you what he's going to be. Letting Gay Mamzer talk for 4 minutes about creativity. And Gay Mamzer couldn't come up with one fucking thing. That's what Martin's going to be remembered for.
Gay Mamzer, you know, Gay Mamzer didn't know. That, you know, I was trying to say, Nature's Eternal Religion founded 1972. You know what I mean? Come on, Eternal
Religion. 73.
73, whatever. You know, I mean,
yeah.
It's not really, a, you know, I mean, I would say I'm sort of proud of essentially telling Zoglings back in 1996 how to go ahead and spend prion poisoning. Sort of proud of that. I'm hoping that sooner or later, the North Perry nuclear power plant will be Chernobyl either by design or accident, and that'll be the downfall of Zog. But that, you know, I've been really happy the last year or so, 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
I've been happy with the way things are going because things are falling apart.
Yeah.
Very much so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very much
so.
Yeah,
essentially.
And so...
But anyway, here's another. What do you think, you know, he's come back now, and you know about all these characters and shit. So, what intel do you have on Hardy Lloyd, Dr. Reverend?
Mongoloid Hardy? I have not heard from him since he got out
he's
of
out.
Jail after 18 months. Yeah,
he's
got
out
a long
now.
Time ago. What is he doing? Is he
no,
going
he's
ahead?
Out again.
He's out of what?
Shooting? Is he going ahead shooting... You know, Wigger Skanks in the face here is a fucked up little Jew boy. I have no idea what the fuck he's doing.
Who's you know what I mean? Hardy Lloyd? I've never Hardy heard of this guy. Who the fuck is Hardy Lloyd?
Mongoloid. Hardy Lloyd. He was, he was Woden's,
Jesus.
You know, creatard prophet that lived here.
Hey, Martin, you haven't been into Nazism, but do you know there's this big Nazi? In Nebraska, I forgot his name. Oh, Gerhard Lloyd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's not really known in America because I guess Nazism really never took hold here. But
no, he's
also,
known in America.
No, no, he was mostly
in jail for a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah, he was mostly publishing in Germany. That's what he was doing. So he's not really that well known here.
He's publishing mainly in America. He got lured over to Denmark, and then he got sent to Germany for writing Nazi, you know, being a pro-Nazi here. I think he got 3 years in the German prison, and he got turned loose. And maybe he went back to, is he still alive? I don't know.
Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah.
So,
I mean, this is
what do you think?
Okay, that's another name you hear, like Harold Covington, and you don't really know about him. And I used to tell Andy Donner is that you'll have a bunch of Wiggers go ahead and moving to the Great Northwest. You don't hear from them anymore after you get up there, because they learn to say Harold who? Harold who?
Donner was doxxed. Papa Twad sent me his picture, and he just looks kind of like what you would think he. I thought he was a little bit skinnier though, but he's not. He's kind of big.
Gerhard Lark?
No, Donner.
Yeah, Gerhard Lark? Yeah.
No, Donner.
Bomber.
talking about Andrew Donner. You were talking about fucking
Tubington. Oh, yeah, he got... He's,
so
he
I'm
got,
talking... Yeah, Donner
was
doxed.
He got fatter.
Okay, he was doxed.
Yeah.
And he, I don't know where, but yeah. Papa Twat sent me his picture. And
yeah, he got fatter is what I said. He used to, he never was thin, but he's got, he got real fat here. He got real fat, but what happens is for my Garrett, he went ahead and here he is. He's going ahead. Here, you know, he goes up there. He's a true believer. You know, and me, I had my doubts.
Yeah.
You know, I had my doubts, but, you know,
yeah.
The same reason I decided not to fight with Greg Johnson here. You know what I mean? You know, Greg Johnson is totally different than what I am, and now what happens is that it turns out is that Greg Johnson is, well, he's taking advantage of his gay wads, which is fine by me, really. And you know, Fat Guy gave me a hard, you know, gave me some of a problem here for, you know, going ahead and signing.
I told you that would happen.
Fat. Well,
I told you he would turn on you. I knew it.
I go ahead and get muted, and I'm not going to be allowed to post on Counter Currents no more. So as a result, well, fuck you, Grids Grinder Greg. You okay? All right?
Yeah, he's an asshole.
But I'm not really annoyed at him. I'm not, well, you do know the first guy he went ahead and went with here, this guy named Michael Pogliano. What he did, as it turned out, is that, hey, old Grids Grinder Greggy decided he wanted old Michael Pogliano's share of Counter Currents. And so he went ahead and went to the pigs for Mike Gaffer and said, old Mikey's nuts here, and sent him off to a nut house to where he can't own a firearm no more. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
That's what old Grids Grinder Greggy
did. I thought Grids Grinder Greggy owned that fucking Counter Currents by himself. You're saying there was some crazy wop who was part of it?
No, some guy he was a partner with, and he went ahead and dropped the shekel on, on him and had him sent to the nut house to where now he can't buy a firearm ever again.
Right,
that's sort of asshole thing to do.
Well,
that person's guy, he may have been a faggot too, and he, you know, I don't know, they may have had some faggot shit here involved, but yeah, I mean, Grizz Grinder Greggy can be an amoral, evil asshole here, and he was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, well, he's
but two other
facts. I could have told you he was a piece of shit. I mean, it's kind of obvious what Grids Grinder Greggy is.
Obviously,
I mean,
it's not like he fucking
lets you post anything he wants. When he doesn't want you around anymore, he's going to ban you. And when he bans you,
and then
you're going to turn on him. Tankeray to Pay is saying in the chat, at least Kikester Rapist lets you post. These other fucking people aren't even letting you post anymore. And, you know, I let everybody know about that shit, that you're gonna turn on these people, so you're not being, as mean to Grids Grinder Greggy, but I'll tell you right now, it's over between you two. As long as you can't post there, I know how you are.
Well, yeah.
I saw Pogliano at David Erding event once.
I guess I'm sort of two-faced in my white supremacism here. I mean, if you'll let me post here, if you'll let me post, I'll go ahead and I'll overlook the fact that you're sucking dick and sucking fudge here.
At least you admit it.
If essentially you go ahead and allow me posting privilege, I'll go ahead and turn my back that, you know, if you really cared for the white race, you would go ahead and try to make an effort to stop sucking dick and packing fudge. But what happens is that if you're not gonna go ahead and let me post, why, I'm no longer prepared to turn a blind eye on all the faggotry here. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm going ahead and turn feral on Grids Grinder Greggy.
Yeah.
All right. If you want me to go ahead and admit that, okay, I admit that here. You know what I mean?
No, no. I mean, whatever. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I knew that I knew that he wouldn't let you fucking. I knew he's gonna fuck you eventually, man. I just fucking knew it. I just fucking knew it, and I was totally fucking right about it. Just like with Cunhair Wallace or all these other guys, you're gonna fucking learn the hard way, man.
What do you want me to say? That Fat Kites was right?
No, I don't want you to say. No, you don't have to defend yourself either. You don't have to say anything. I mean, everybody knows. Everybody knows what the score is with you and posting on the internet. So it's not really that big of a surprise.
I'm not so much defending myself here. I end up having, of all critters, the winner of the Scarlet H for hypocrisy, Obagender Bender Pisses Foopster Possum here, go ahead and accuse me of hypocrisy. Simply because, contrary to what people think here, I don't fight just to go ahead. I do like fighting, but I don't go ahead and... You got to go ahead and give Grizz Grinder Grady credit. Because he's about the smartest one of the lot. White nationalism, but then again, that's, like this EGIS F notes goes ahead and points out, that's not, it's sort of like saying that Jew brains is 10 points smarter than gay mams, or that isn't much of a recommendation.
Yeah, I know. So, gay mams are. It's like splitting your pubes, man. What the fuck happened to Tanqueray? He's fucking sloshed. He's so sloshed he can't even talk anymore. What about Limey?
He can't even snore.
What about Limey?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I know. What do you have to say about all that?
Oh, what were you talking about?
Well, what do you think?
I was just waiting.
Okay, what were you thinking?
me and Grizz Grinder Greggy are no longer going ass to mouth and even the most...
Well, not only that, but what do you think of Grizz Grinder Greggy in general? I mean, you got Millennial Woes lives in Scotland there, right? In your country somewhere, you know?
Well, yeah, in Scotland, and... Yeah, I don't really follow these sogbots, because, Millennial Woes, I've heard the name, and so I've heard of Millennial Woes and stuff, I don't really follow them, but in terms of, countercurrents and stuff, the other day I did have a look at a countercurrents website, and they have quite good illustrations there, and the illustrations, they are like, the A. Wyatt Man illustrations. They're not A. I've forgotten what it's called now. The cartoons there with the niggers and shit.
I don't know what you mean.
Jim showed. I mean, it's so going behind the gay wall. Yeah. It's going behind the gay wall on the 12th, though. You do know that, don't you?
The whole
no
site?
More freebie, yeah. No more freebie tips here.
Wait, the whole site? The whole website?
The gay wall after the 12th. Of April.
Wait. No, not the whole website.
Well,
just part of it.
Yeah, I mean...
He'll leave a few tips here for the desperate, I guess. But it's going behind the gay wall.
So you're saying most of it? Wait a second. You're saying most of the website is going behind the gay wall? Are you serious?
Oh no, it's just another brick in the gay wall. to.
Martin, you're not answering my question.
We don't need no.
I heard that it was not all. It's just only part of the website's going behind the gay wall, not the whole fucking thing.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, not the whole fucking thing.
Well, no, you're saying that almost all of it is going behind the gay wall. You're saying that almost all of it's going behind the gay wall.
I don't know. You might not. You won't be able to go ahead and see what's going behind the gay wall.
So wait a second. So you're saying all the Yaki and Spengler articles are going behind the gay wall?
I don't know. I didn't see that many Yaki and Spengler articles over on Counter.
Martin, you don't know, so you don't even know. You're just saying shit. You don't know how much of it's going behind the gay wall.
I'm just going ahead and looking what I see. The last month has just been, Greggy and Millennial Woes and this other character. I mean, Colin Twinkerbell Liddell has got it pretty well spot on. You know what I mean? And I just recently found this guy with EGIS notes here called Ted Salas, and he's a Italian or something like that. He don't like Grits Grinded Greg either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have no idea. I have no idea what the editorial policy behind Countercurrents is going to be. But it sort of seems as that if he goes behind the gay wall, you're not going to be able to see what is behind the gay wall, because you won't be able to see, even as a teaser like the Wall Street Journal does, what is behind the gay wall.
Is this funny? Donor comments will appear immediately instead of waiting in a moderation queue. People who abuse this privilege will lose it. Oh my God! So you can pay $120 a year for special privileges. Second, donors will have immediate access to all Countercurrent posts. Non-donors will find that one post a day. Five posts a week will be behind a paywall and will be available to the general public after 30 days. Oh, wait, that's not bad. Non-donors will find that one post a day. What is one post a day? Five posts will... Oh, so that's almost nothing. Naturally, we do not grant... I see, because you're mad because you want to comment on those articles right away. Okay. But you won't be able to comment on them for 30 days. No, they'll... Everything is going to be... it's going to come from behind the wall after 30 days. So there's not really going to be that much hidden content. Yeah.
No, there isn't. What he's trying to do is he's trying to, and I've seen it, I've seen the same policies over on Sperm Part. I've seen the same policies behind, I've been the movement.
Sperm Part had a gay wall? Sperm Part had a gay wall?
Hmm?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sperm Part has a gay wall too?
No, Harold Compton had a gay wall. He just simply, used to go ahead and print over on Yahoo groups or e-groups or whatever. He used to go ahead and print, his old versions of Northwest Imperative, magazine. You know what I mean? And then, I want to have, I forget how much it was. That's the same thing, about $100 a year. To go ahead and get my secret.
Rabbi Covington's gay wall wasn't in his apartment.
What? His gay wall was not even in his apartment?
No, it was.
Oh.
That's where it was.
Well, anyway, you've had to where people try to make money off the movement. You were trying to make money off the movement with your post office box. 2 years ago, and that didn't work out too good, did it? You know what I mean?
So I wasn't trying to make money off it. I was producing content. I was producing content that I should have got paid for. You know, I don't know if I was. Yeah, people sent me about $60
radio thing.
Or $80.
See, when I commented, when I wanted to comment, usually it wasn't stuff about, oh, the faggot, the nigger stuff here, shit. It was, generally when you'd be talking about someone like, oh, the different aspects of the bowel movement that I knew something about, or Gerald L. K. Smith, or something like that, to where here this character's talking, he has no idea what he's talking about, and I'm trying to set him straight. You know what I mean? And now I'm not going to be doing that no more. Okay? So, it's not really... It's not really a matter of me. What happens is that here he is. He's admitting that here he is. The same shit here. Same shit about getting an ethno state, which has been white nationalism 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. And pointing out is you're not going to go ahead and get the ethno state until Zog collapses. But then again, when Zog collapses, why, you're going to have a whole bunch of them. A whole bunch of ethno states. They won't be ethno states. What they'll be is just simply local military dictatorships.
Game Amser sent Covington hundreds of dollars. That's why he's all pissed off. But I think, I think the problem with the movement today is that there's a lot of people, this is the difference between people who like Yaki and understand Yaki, that's why I always write about Yaki, and the people who don't, is that there's a huge part of the movement, and I know that Grids Grinder Greggy is part of it, because I just see this thing on his website, the year America died, oh, that's so horrible, but for a lot of us, it's about fucking time. Fuck America. This country sucks. It's killing the white race. Well, it has to die. Yeah, it has to die. There's nothing wrong with this. Yeah. And for the people who are excited about the future, which seems to be a really small group, and most of the content providers are of the former, where they're all lamenting it, like fucking Daily Nigger and Counter Currents. Oh, America's over! It's so horrible.
And he can't get up.
Right.
The Zio Yapper, pop.
Yeah, this is exactly right. Yeah, this is exactly. Yeah, exactly. But
nobody
is like getting happy. This is actually a great, except for you. You were the only one who were talking about the giant collapse and how this is all going to disappear. I can't say that you were really lamenting it. But these other people are lamenting it. They're all lamenting it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, hell, there ain't, you know, when Zog collapses here, it's going to be more than about going ahead and put more niggers and sticks in your goddamn bathhouse. It's going to be, guess what here? How are we going to go ahead and keep the niggers from coming from Oakland and Richmond here to go ahead and take away our food or whatever? And, no, Grits Grinder Greggy was slow cleanse. I mean, he went ahead and assumed that save Zog so that we can go ahead and gradually ship niggers back to Africa. And here I am pointing out is that, well, African niggers don't want American niggers. I mean, who are you going to force off the niggers to? And I'd go ahead and ask Fred Griffin, what are you going to do about the niggers in Alabama? What are you going to go ahead and do about the niggers in San Francisco, Grizz Grinder Greg? What are you going to do, And I'm just pretty well saying is that, hey, it's not even a matter of killing niggers. I mean, they're going to die when they're no longer fed. You know what I mean? And they'll go ahead and try to have Wigger, the only other white, original white meat, And they will go ahead and kill and eat a bunch of them here. But what happens when you end up having an ailing nuclear power plant? It does go ahead and starts melting down and spewing out radioactivity.
Toward
the northeast, toward asshole land here.
What did
I've seen since the 80s.
Yeah, Limey, what did you want to say?
California refugees come to southwest Missouri, and then they go ahead and buy special place, and then they try to go ahead and turn into the same shithole they left. And like Wedgie Tard, they get caught, and, you know, they find out that the inbreds here have control of the police and fuck them here. But, yeah, you end up having a depopulation in New York.
That's hilarious.
You're the depopulation in San Francisco.
Game Hamster,
Game Hamster
said that he helped kill Harold Covington by feeding him to death. But Limey, did you want to get in here? Did you have a comment on something I said or?
Well, in terms of like
lamenting the movement. I was talking about lamenting the movement.
I'm just agreeing with everything that Pastor Lynn said. I'm agreeing everything that Pastor Lynn said. I agree with.
Yeah. Okay.
100%.
Okay, well, I thought you had a comment, because this is something that Martin used to talk about, was that, yeah, I mean, this is not a time to really be set, and all these people, they're all saying the same thing. The whole alt-kike was trying to keep Zog afloat, and that's why I knew they were going to all fail, because you can't, it's a dying empire,
yeah.
You can't, and we need to get rid of it, cause
because all these Zogbots, they all talk to each other.
They what?
All the Zogbots all talk to each other, yeah?
All these Zogbots. You know, like I said,
Raiders
keep remembering how good Zog used to be. And they keep bring back the Zog when they were young people here. Be it, you know, the 60s or the 70s or the 80s or the 90s or 2000s, and bring it back to where it was fucked up. You know, it was already turning fucked up here, you know, 100 years ago after the First World War. But they keep on trying to go ahead and bring back the way Zog used to be it the 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go ahead and bring back Mighty Evil Empire light here. But there is no going back.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the other hand, I was talking to this woman who went ahead and, you know, she won the North Ward, and she says the same thing that Crooked Ira at Granby does. We got to move forward. And I said, every time I hear the term move forward, you know, be it a dog or a Quaker or a liberal or a Jew or a Negro.
No, that's something else.
When they move
that's
forward,
a bunch
that
of bull-
they
just
yeah. go ahead and put out a big, they put up a big old fucking stinking load of shit. And
yeah,
they
yeah.
want to move forward.
You got to be careful. Yeah, that's right. You have to, that's
you
actually
mean?
A good point. Yeah, that's a good point. You have to discern between when Zogbots say we got to move forward, it means don't pay attention to any of the shit I just did. But when we're talking about it in the movement,
yeah.
we're saying nope. don't miss Zog. Don't be like fucking Lot's wife and turn back to look at Zog when Sodom and Gomorrah was being rained down on by sulfur by Yahweh. Don't look back. It's fucking good. Zog sucked.
And,
Zog was never good.
And I yep.
Because all the Zogbots in the Bowel Movement, yeah, they will all go on each other's shows.
Yeah.
And that's how you tell if they're Zogbots, because they all go on each other's shows. So this E. Michael June, he'll go on fucking I don't know what.
Yeah,
they
went
to put on each other's shows, and it's like,
yeah.
That's how you tell they're fucking fake. They're fake, fake.
Yeah.
Because all these fucking Zobots, they're all connected.
Right.
We're not. This is the more of it, like the underground kind of like.
Right.
It's the underground kind of like.
Aristocracy.
Yeah, Aristocracy. Yeah, Aristocracy.
We're going to the Grinch. White National 3.0 gay restaurant. What are we having? Well, we're having fried shit and cream cum, followed by a cum pie, and go ahead and have coffee with cum. And we're going to go ahead and go ass mouth each other, and go ahead and create there at Grinch Grinder Crazy 3.0 White National, counter tourist restaurant here, and, and podcast.
Yeah, I know. Gay Mamser, you just turned Gay Mamser on. Gay Mamser loves eating shit and cum. You just turned him on to Countercurrents.
Yeah,
I'll
where's
tell you
the,
what. Hey, Gay Mamser, why don't you go ahead and get your show so I can go ahead and look at that shit for free if I want, okay?
Yeah.
Do something useful, Gay Mamser. You got more dollars than you ever had any fucking sense here. You gotta help the rest of us out here, okay?
Hey Marty, how's Arian Acres coming along?
How's Arian Acres coming along?
How's Arian Acres coming along? Yeah. It's coming along just fine. It's just, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead.
What are you going to go ahead and do?
I'm going to go ahead and pick up some local guy here. He wants to
settle down. You get choppy when you get too excited there.
What?
You're chopping up.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. So I was about to lose control, and I think I like it. I'm so excited that I just can't hide it. So I was about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Yeah.
Is that one of your hits?
The guy from England, I don't think he ever had an actual...
Bad. Oh man! Oh my God! So Grits Grinder Greggy wants your $1,400 stimulus check for a lifetime subscription. So when you get a subscription, he'll give you a free copy of his book, The Year America Died. He's such a phony, man. That guy's a phony. I couldn't. I mean, this is not going to affect me. I never read his shit.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what I really looked at is EGIS notes. What's it called? I'll go ahead and give them this one a try. EGIS.blogspot.com. I need to get going. I need to
All right, Martin.
Fish dinner for $8.88 here. I need
to
go.
Your shit is all choppy.
All right, Martin.
Okay, all right, Martin.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay?
All right.
All right,
Hail Victor.
Go ahead and save it here. Maybe you'll let me go ahead and put on the webpage this round table, and I'll work on cutting out all the parts with Gay Mamser, because he's such a fucking retard. All right? Nah.
All right.
That's the thing with Gay Mamser. It's just that, I think we need an under 70 IQ section here. We need category 4.
Yeah, we need to get a corral for these under low IQ people.
Well, speaking of that, me and Vinny are on tomorrow morning.
I might have a movement minefield I need to go ahead and clear one of these days, okay?
All right.
Hey, Marty, come to me and Vinny's show tomorrow about noon.
I don't know about that. I don't think I can stand that here.
If Vinny shows up.
Toupe will be there. Toupe will be there.
Thank you, Mr.
All right. Hail victory.